fulfilling prophecies. You actually say, you say, I'm just not going to do this. I don't, you know, it's a lot easier just not to bother, because actually it was too hard in the past. That's and we just allow ourselves to have these things spoken over. You know, I will never be able to, you know, things like, I will never get a relationship that will work again. You know, we say that about ourselves because that's what's happened in the past. You know, I will never be any good at this job. I am a bad parent. You know, all of that kind of stuff. All of these words that we speak over ourselves, because we've had a history, because we've had all of this stuff that we have had up till these days, we actually kind of start saying that over ourselves, and we believe that about ourselves. And as a result of that, that's actually what we get. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. We actually, because we set ourselves up in a particular way, that's what we're like. And so we walk into it in an attitude and an approach which actually is unhealthy. It's not good for us. It's not good for the people around about us. But that's what we do. And God is saying, stop. God is saying, stop. Enough. Enough. This is not who I made you to be. Enough. I called you and I have a good plan for your life. It is time for you to stop believing these things that others have said over you and that you've said over yourself. It's time to change the tapes. So what are the changes that we need to hear? First of all, my past is not my future. That's a tape that we need to start putting playing in our head. My past is not my future. See this stuff that's happened here? It's not all going to be a rerun. Why? Because God is in your life. Because God changes everything. Because God brings new revelation to your life. Because God brings new power to your life. Because God brings new knowledge to your life. Because God brings new resources to your life. And so what has happened up till now to get you to this point, which perhaps has been difficult, which has been tricky to work out how to deal with, you know, God is now here in a different way and is open to allowing you to receive more of his grace, more of his power, more of his resources, all of that sort of stuff, so that actually as you deal with the future, you are equipped in a different way to move into it. That's what he was saying in Isaiah. That's why he said to him, you know, do not be afraid, because I am with you. I will walk with you through the storms. I will walk with you through the fire. I will deal with all of that kind of stuff. And so that's actually one of the things that we need to learn. Our past is not our future. It's not a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's not that we are teed up in a particular way, and from now on we're like little kind of robots that have to just kind of go through the same motions again and again. But listen, that is actually what people think in their heads. And I know that that's true because I've talked to lots of you. And actually, you know, you talk about things as if actually the future is predetermined by what's happened in the past. And I'm here to say that's not true. That is not true. By the grace of God and by the goodness of God and by the power of God, today is a day of transformation. We're here to be free. We're not here to be bound up in failure. And that's what God wants for us. We need freedom from failure. We need freedom from the things that would hold us in and stop us from being able to enter into these things. The second thing is, I want to say, failure is not a bad thing. You know, because quite often what happens is we've failed in the past, something's happened, it's not been good, and so actually what we do is we say, I am going to kind of live my life in this protected way, and I'm not going to put myself in places of risk where I might fail again. I'm not going to try, because actually I don't want that thing that happened before to happen to me again. But I want to say to you, failure is not a bad thing. Why? Because your identity and your worth is not based on whether or not you succeed or you fail. Your identity and your worth is based on what God says about you. That's why we started where we started a few weeks ago, saying, actually, if we can be rooted in our identity in God, if we can understand who we are as children of God, if we can have that as the bedrock on which we live our life, actually, it allows us to be able to do all sorts of things. It releases us from feeling that actually somehow, if we succeed or if we fail, that is a reflection on who we are as individuals. It's not. It's just what Mike said. It's just that it didn't work. And we can learn from that. It's okay for us, for those of us who have been battered and bruised and have failed in the past, to learn that today it's okay to fail again. You know, it's okay. Now, I'm not suggesting that we all can, yeah, let's go and fail again. You know, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that. Obviously, I'm not. What I'm saying is, though, that we don't need to fear the possibility of that. Because actually, failure can teach us stuff. Failure can teach us, you know, what not to do. Failure can teach us a whole variety of things. But actually, whether we succeed or whether we fail actually doesn't make a difference to who we are as people. It shouldn't do. And that's the next one, the next tape. So I think the first one would be, and my past is not my future. That's the first tape that we need to start playing in our heads. And the second one is, failure is actually okay. And the interesting one, just in a sort of side note about that, that's particularly for those of you who are perfectionists. Perfectionism actually can have its root cause in this whole thing of fear of failure. And I just want you to know that where we become driven towards a particular way of doing things, where we have to have things in such a way, that's about control, because we don't want to fail again. And so actually God is sort of saying to you, would you just trust me, please? Would you just calm down a bit? Would you allow some of the edges of life not to be quite as you think that they are? Because actually that whole thing of perfectionism can drive you towards a place where, you control it. What happens is it becomes like you control stuff, but it becomes less and less and less and less and smaller and smaller and smaller. And actually what you need is you need to take your hands off and allow God to lead you forward into the things that God has called you to. Another tape to have playing in our minds is this. You have nothing to prove. You have nothing to prove. And again, we'll say it until it comes out of, you know, out of ears. There is nothing that you can do that will make any difference to how God feels about you. Good or bad. There's nothing that you can do that will make him love you any less. And there's nothing that you can do that will make him love you any more. Now, I know that we've said that so many times, we should have it tattooed on our heads by now. But that's because we say it, but it's not taken in, and because it doesn't actually change the way in which you live. And that's why we've come back to this, because it's so fundamental. You have nothing to prove to God. You've actually got nothing to prove. Because he loves you. That's just the way it is. And you know, the thing about it is that messes with our heads. Because everybody else, nobody that we know other than God operates like this. Even the kindest people, you know, are actually dunted off course by our weakness and our failure or whatever it is. But God's not. He's never put off. He is so faithful. He never turns away from you. He never gives up on you. He never stops loving you. He always goes forward with you, time and time and time and time again. I think that's incredible. That's absolutely incredible. And if we can lie back, if you like, fall back into that loving embrace, if we can experience that and live in that place, then actually what happens is we are changed forever. And here's the last thing I want to sort of say. The last thing is very simple. God invites you to have life and life in all its fullness. I spoke at the beginning about this thing about, you know, how fear of failure almost like kind of puts a barrier around about you and makes life small. But actually what God wants to do today is this. He wants to open up the space, and he wants you to be able to run into life and life in all its fullness. We're supposed to have that experience of the overflow of the goodness of God just flowing into us, flowing into us and filling us. And as a result of being full, we then overflow the love of God. The thing that people kind of get a bit confused about is this, that they think that actually they come to faith and they come to God and they're just accepted by God by grace, you know, by his undeserved love. But then somehow we have to continue to earn that love, or we have to continue to earn his blessing. And that's not true. What we need to learn is this, that actually God simply wants to fill us so full of his life that we overflow. And that's what changes. That's what changes our way of living. That's what changes our way of impacting others. That's what changes our way of transforming other people's lives. So fear of failure. Fear of failure is something which God is saying to us, enough of small living. Enough of being boxed in. Enough of living your life as though it was going to just be a rerun of the past. Enough of the ungodly, self-fulfilling prophecy tapes in your head. Start living according to the Word of God. You are loved by God. He has a good plan for your life. As you face the future, you can do so with confidence. Let's not hold back anymore, but let's step forward into the future, confident that God will go with us. Let's pray. Our loving Heavenly Father, we want to thank you that you're a God who calls us out upon the water. You call us out to walk on water, to do stuff that we can't do ourselves, and to do stuff which in our natural self we would be fearful of. You call us to go deeper. You call us to go further. And Lord, we recognize that so much of that is inhibited when we are full of fear about the future, about the ways in which in case we try again and it doesn't work, in case we try and these people do the same things again. But Lord God, it's time for us to live expansive lives. It's time for us to take off the shackles of our mind and actually recognize that you are good and that you love us and that you have called us to live life in all its fullness. And so so Lord God, we simply ask, would you highlight those tapes in our heads which are causing us to live in a way which is disobedient and ungodly? And instead, Lord God, we ask that you would fill us with faith and confidence to step into what it is that you have for us. So Lord, would you come, even now by your Spirit, would you set us free? Would you just snip the anchors of the past, the ropes which are anchoring us into the past? We do that now in the Spirit. We cut them now, Lord, so that we would be free. And instead, Lord God, we ask that you would draw us forward into this amazing adventure in faith that you want us to live. We bless you, Lord, for your goodness and kindness. We bless you, Lord, for the ways in which you're doing what only you can do. So, Lord, would you come and would you have your way now? For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.